Now, I understand. We all had a chance. We're sheer idiots for not using it. I regret just one thing, that I did nothing earlier. Hello, diary. This is such bullshit. Maybe the psychologist is the crazy one. Does he really think I can talk to a diary as if to a living person? I can't believe I fell for it. I wonder how it is supposed to rid me of depression. Okay, I'm supposed to talk to the diary as if to a friend. Well, hey there, buddy. Well, nothing comes to mind. Although, I got fired. I have no money. How am I supposed to pay the mortgage, insurance, and my children's college? No idea. Fucked up world. The only thing that helps me keep my head above water is the family. I'll do anything for them. My psychologist said I should write down what's bothering me. So what's really bothering me? A constant sense of anxiety, fear. I'm afraid that tomorrow I'll have nothing to feed my family. These thoughts are so crushing. Prices are skyrocketing. The world is going to the dogs day by day. What will happen tomorrow? It's a question. Yay, I got a great job offer. It was unexpected. I'll be automating engineering systems in a bunker somewhere high in the mountains for a rich guy. It looks like the client is thinking about a doomsday arc. He's paranoid. They made me sign a non-disclosure agreement. I hope it doesn't cover this diary. Good news, I'm getting an advance payment tomorrow. When I receive it all, we'll be able to pay the mortgage and have a shit ton of money left over. But there is bad news too. I'll only see my family twice a year. Just this thought of such a long separation from Eve and the children makes me anxious again. I wonder why this paranoiac needs a bunker in the mountains on another continent. Why not in the basement under his villa? He's spending tons of money. Perhaps I should figure it out. I tried to figure out what's going on with the climate and got even more confused. Here's what we have. Record-breaking cataclysms took place in some regions. Some scientists sound the alarm and say that by the end of the century, temperature will rise by 2 degrees across the planet and it's humanity's fault. Others say the climate was always changing, so nothing terrible is happening. Meanwhile, they show on TV that budgets should be increased to fight CO2. They propose to raise taxes. They just want another excuse to rip people off. But the climate really is changing. There are also crazies who are scaring people, saying that no life will remain on the planet in 14 years. Something is supposedly wrong with the core, some kind of radiation from outer space. They suggest a way out. They say we should unite and build, what is it called? The Creative Society. Sounds good for sure, but looks unrealistic. The client has changed the deadline once more. Damn it. No vacation for me again. I'm tired of sitting here. It's a good thing they have doubled my salary though. When the contract is over, we'll even be able to buy a new house and a car. That's unexpected. Cool. But I miss Eve and children like hell. We watch TV a lot. They show some climate disasters every day, as if there's nothing else to show. Several severe hurricanes occurred, but probably nothing unusual. What's all the fuss about? Everyone has gadgets these days. People film all the time. So it looks like there are many disasters. I don't think there's anything to worry about. Although I have to admit that there is ever increasing destruction. I've come across this post about the Yellowstone volcano today. They say something is wrong with it. There are too many earthquakes. Although, we do come across many comments that people are just being hysterical. Nothing new there. The strange thing is, there is too much destruction from earthquakes now. Doesn't really match their scale. I mean, some conspiracy theories say that governments underreport data to avoid panic. People come up with such nonsense. Last week, a minor earthquake destroyed a whole city. I tried to find posts of those crazies who had predicted the apocalypse, but found nothing. All links were removed for some reason. I managed to learn that governments in various countries forbid spreading any theories except the official anthropogenic one. You can even go to jail for that. Why so harsh? They even prohibit posting eyewitness videos now. We should sort of trust only official stats and remain calm. Are they afraid of something? The bunker is almost done, but supplies are delayed. Everyone left. Just four of us remain to fine-tune the automation system. We're waiting for supplies, but it's unclear when they will come since logistics are screwed. I really hope to see my family soon. They called yesterday. Eve says Mark is sick and has been missing school for 2 weeks. Many people are sick because there's an inflow of migrants from different countries. To ours, they come barefoot and hungry and bring epidemics. Where the heck did so many of them come from? They say there are millions at the border. Why not stay home? Get back to your countries. We have plenty of our own problems. I asked Eve why they don't show this on TV. How does the government respond to that? But the connection was cut. I had to come up to the surface, but the hurricane was so wild that I couldn't even go out. What the hell is going on there? I feel that something's wrong. Maybe they don't tell everything on the news. Once I get my money, I'll go back home. It's time to move, somewhere as far as possible from the border. We finally finished the job. I can't wait to see my family. 4 years of separation. My God, the kids must be all grown up. I'm so tired. We had no time off the last 2 weeks, helping to unload endless boxes with food, clothes, and hygiene items. Why does he need so much? It's enough for children and grandchildren here. He'll fly in tomorrow, inspect our work, pay us off, and I'll go back home as fast as I can. The first thing I'll do is kiss Eve many times over. Happiness does exist. We've waited all day long, but our client didn't come. We can't get through to him. The internet cuts off from time to time. Eve writes some wild stuff. Last week, they had hail the size of a pumpkin. It was like cannonball bombing. What the hell is that? It made holes in the roofs. My family barely had time to hide in the basement. The car is gone. Just a piece of metal remains. And our neighbor, Bill, died. I have no words. Eve is now helping to take care of his kids. What is happening in the world? We finally got a message from the client's office this afternoon. His airplane crashed due to severe turbulence. The bunker owner and the entire crew died. It turns out the office staff knows nothing about the bunker project. They promised to contact us. Shit! Who's gonna pay us now? And who's gonna pick us up? We're screwed. It's totally fucked up. It seems we've been here a whole eternity. No one picks up the phone at the office. We contacted the emergency service, but some crazy shit is happening there. We're the least of their problems. They say all of their equipment is being used to extinguish fires and patrol the streets. They told us to wait. They'll evacuate us as soon as they can. I read on the news that all of this year's crops died. Our city started rationing food sales. I'm losing my temper more and more often. It's like I'm going mad, having outbursts of anger and fury. Jack complains that no one is going to get us out of here. The government doesn't care about people at all, that they'll be saving their own asses. It's not a bed of roses here, and this jerk is making it even worse. In short, we had a huge fight the other day. Mass famine and unemployment started in our city. I wrote to Eve, warning her not to open the door to anyone and keep the lights off in the evening. More and more gangs have been appearing in the streets. Borders have been shut down by the military. People crazy with hunger are trying to get into our country, as if we have food. Meanwhile, I have enough canned food here to last several decades. Gosh, I wish I could send at least some of it to my family. Nobody's coming for us. We still don't know what to do. We keep thinking about how to get out of this trap. Guys went out to scout around, but couldn't walk even 5 miles and came back. It's 200 miles to the closest settlement through the rocks. Meanwhile, horrible news keeps coming from home. And one day, no food was left on the shelves. The country is going through an economic crisis because of droughts and massive fires. Rivers are drying up. There are severe water shortages everywhere. Ashes and burning smell make it impossible to breathe outside. It's super difficult to find protection masks. Drinking water is being distributed by ration cards in cities. And what about our government? Our government has waged a war with two countries at once for access to the one river, which still has water. I just can't believe this is happening. Goodness, it's like a nightmare. I hope I wake up soon. It seemed there could be nothing worse than the heat. But when water came back, which everyone was waiting for, it was no longer joyful. Endless rains began. Rivers overflowed. A flood swept even through my city and is now washing away everything in its path. I had a short call from Eve. She managed to tell me that the subway was flooded. Sewage is floating in the streets and municipal services are almost non-functional. There's so much water everywhere that it has nowhere else to go. Then we lost the connection. What's happening there? Looks like the city is doomed. I hope they manage to save their lives. I hope someone helps them. We are all people. Good, normal people. I've been trying to reach my family for weeks. My dearest people. But no luck so far. Nobody knows anything about them. I check all the news and search for them in photos. It's sheer madness not to go completely insane. I read information all the time about what's happening in the world. They scared people, saying that the Gulf Stream would stop. There were plenty of disputes whether it can stop or not. It turns out it can. At one point, it just stopped, and that's it. Now many people are freezing in their homes without food and heat. Snow showers are getting heavier and breaking the power lines. They say the glacier will reach all the way to Rome. Our colleague from Japan, Mamoru, had a nervous breakdown yesterday at the news of a terrible earthquake in Japan. They say the magnitude was 10. I don't know what's going on, but it is probably hell there. I can say one thing for sure. The world has never seen such destruction. They're not giving the exact number of victims, possibly hundreds of millions. Momoro wasn't able to contact his family. He couldn't contact anyone he knows at all. Today, Momoro disappeared. We searched for him everywhere, but couldn't find him. He probably left. Where could he go? Jack and Ali went searching for him. He couldn't have gone far. I stayed at the base to wait for them. A week passed. No one came back. Guys are offline. I went up, fired my gun, and lit signal fires. Nothing. Just my echo. Something happened to them. Damn it! Am I going to stay here alone? I'm the only one left. And I simply cannot get out of here. What day is today? I've had no communication with Eve for over a year. Satellites are malfunctioning. communication with the outside world is getting worse. I'm finding out and recording the latest news in the Apocalypse Journal, as I call it now. Maybe someone will read it someday. When the permafrost melted, there were a lot of new epidemics. Apparently, ancient viruses thawed. Whole settlements are being burned down to stop them spreading. Volcanic eruptions covered vast areas around the world with ashes. People have nowhere to live and nothing to breathe. Acid rains corrode soils and infrastructure, and poison groundwaters. Food can no longer be grown anywhere. By the way, planes no longer fly. There's not enough air density. They just cannot take off. Who could have thought it? And the sea has gone wild. More and more ships crash right in the marinas because of storms. Toxic gases rise from the bowels. Poisonous fumes rush to the surface from crevices. Sulfurous gas levels are already off the scale in some places. Hills and roads are smoking. Even water in the springs is bubbling. There's less and less information available. There seem to be no cities left that have any power. Wind turbines have been blown away by major hurricanes. Solar panels are swept away downwind like a deck of cards. I heard that now books and furniture are increasingly used as fuel for heating. Some scientists say that humanity will face complete darkness and terrible frosts. I still believe I'll see Eve and the children somewhere, someday, but I will see them. Why did I need that mortgage? I would now give everything to be next to them. Satellite communication stopped working. Jack's ancient radio that we all used to make fun of came in handy. I sit there tuning it. Sometimes some voices in incomprehensible languages break through the noise. It's so nice to hear the voices of living people. The faces of Eve and children arise in my memory more and more often, and the question, why wasn't I able to save them? I could. I actually could. I managed to contact several groups of survivors. Now everyone understands that we were warned about the coming cataclysms a long time ago. Back in 2022, it seemed unrealistic at that time, but now it's certainly impossible to deny the facts. I used to think that earthquakes occurred in certain places, but now they are almost everywhere. One night, there was such a rumble as if shells were exploding underneath me. In the morning, I was afraid to even go out. It was only in the evening that I dared to make a foray. When I saw what I saw, my legs buckled. The whole valley was covered with round holes from a few feet to several hundreds of feet. The ground looked like cheese. I don't know if it was Mazdam or a mental. I couldn't imagine, even in my dreams, that such a thing is possible. Someone reported on the radio that Africa had split apart. Now I know it's possible. Coastal cities are flooded. Tsunamis rage almost every day. Asia seems to be all underwater, as the radio says. My consciousness refuses to believe it. I found a radio frequency where the people who were talking about a way out of the apocalypse are broadcasting. Now I understand everything. Why didn't I get it before? I actually saw it all. All the madness that was going on and gaining momentum. Those bunkers. All the talks about the apocalypse. It was all obvious before. Something could have been done. And there were people who offered a way out. I should have heard them. Why was I so blind? If only I could bring it all back. Once a week, I contact survivors over the radio. It keeps me from going completely insane of loneliness. Every day, there are fewer and fewer of us left on this earth. They say cannibalism is no longer a rarity. Now it's the norm. There are gangs getting together to hunt people. They roast and devour those they catch. Crazy freaks. Though I don't know how I'd behave if I didn't have a supply of food to last many years. Wild winds made it simply impossible to come outside. It's even more like a sandstorm, only the sand seems to be radioactive. They say whoever is out in it gets severely irradiated. Volcanoes are not subsiding. Today, no one even knows what part of the planet they are erupting in. The sky is covered with ash clouds 24 hours a day. It's like dusk and night all the time, without sunlight. Plants cannot survive. The earth becomes desolate, gray, and bare everywhere. They also say that phytoplankton no longer survives. Ocean waters are saturated with caustic gases. There's no life there anymore. Oxygen levels in the atmosphere decrease steadily. People on the radio have become my friends long ago. They advised me not to go outside because my skin could be burned. Apparently, some kind of cosmic radiation is being directed at the Earth. Neanderthals smeared themselves with ochre against such radiation. We also started smearing ourselves with it. Although people say it doesn't help much, but it is still better than nothing. Strong winds carrying sand and dust literally wipe out brick structures on the surface. Survivors have to hole up in basements and catacombs. Yet another strange threat has emerged. Lightning often kills those who dare to go on long forays. Lightning now occurs without thunderstorms. It just strikes constantly like laser weapons from the sky. Now it's clear why they said back then how destructive the weakening magnetic field was. It seems to me it was such a long time ago. It's getting harder and harder to write in the diary. My head hurts all the time. I don't know who I'm writing these notes for. The only living people remain in the same shelters and bunkers as me. It seems the Chinese managed to build something and someone else, but for how long? Total silence on the radio. I don't even know if there's anyone left alive on this planet. It became hot in the bunker. The walls are hot and keeping heat all the time. Air conditioning systems are failing. Constant heat forced me to crawl upstairs and settle right in front of the entrance hatch. Lord, get me out of all this. How much I envy those who are already dead. This is total madness. I'm just sitting and waiting for the end. Why didn't I do anything before? If only I could go back to the point where it was still possible to change something. How crazy I was back then. I left the bunker. There is no point in sitting there anymore. The sky had turned orange. There are huge flashes on the horizon. It feels like the sun is rising somewhere. From the west, my head is bursting with terrible pain. The earth seems to be shaking and exploding from within. Lava is everywhere. Scorching steam comes in waves. I'm running out of oxygen in my tank. This is the end. This is the end. I put the diary into the container. Heaves sighs. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, darling.